let's take up our final item of the so-called morning agenda, and then we'll take a break. And that's item number 312.
Create a local improvement district to construct street, sidewalk, stormwater, and sanitary sewer improvements from north of Northeast of Columbia Boulevard to south of Northeast Cornfoot Road in the Northeast 47th Avenue Phase 1 Local Improvement District and increase project funding from Portland Bureau Transportation System Development Charge Revenue by $315,151.
Commissioner Novick.
Andrew Abbey.
Thank you, Commissioner. You're very kind to take this up as your final agenda item this morning. On March 2nd, Council approved a resolution of intent for Northeast 47th Avenue. We had 10 people here to testify in favor of the LID. We had 11 written letters of support. For today, we received no remonstrances against LID formation. We received a 12th letter of support from the Cully Association of Neighbors. I've passed that out to Carla, and she is handing that out to you right now. So the one change from the resolution phase to the ordinance phase today is that the resolution phase, we had a project budget of $5,706,291. The budget has increased by $516,599 for the purposes of adding a dry line sanitary sewer, which the BES Adjustment Committee approved yesterday in an extraordinary measure of collaboration between BES and PBOT, thereby increasing the project budget to $6,222,890 with no increase in the proposed assessment to property owners. So the only other point I wanted to make, I was just monitoring the discussion this morning and I wanted to clarify, there was a comment made, there were 40 miles of unpaved streets in the city of Portland. I did want to clarify that as of June 30th of last year, there were 55.7 centerline miles of unpaved streets, so I just thought it'd be worth clarifying that. This particular project will not improve any unpaved streets, but it will help reduce the backlog of 306.8 miles, centerline miles of paved streets without curbs. Happy to answer any questions.
The reason you know that, of course, is that there are less miles of such streets because of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you'll be hearing more about that on April 20th. But yeah, we actually have made some progress over the last 15 years. Not as much as we'd like, but we are slowly chipping away at that backlog.
Okay, other questions for Andrew?
Just one, Andrew. If we adopt Commissioner Novick's proposal that we discussed earlier, will that mean that you will have fewer opportunities to come before us and invoke waivers of remonstrances?
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because when I interviewed for my position, I said I wanted to get all the streets paved and put myself out of a job. So at the current rate, I think I'll live to be about 600 years old. So.
That's a prescription for long life.
Still be working for the
here's
city.
Here's your longevity.
For the next 600.
We'd like to have you have a really great 200-year life.
Yeah, and I don't want to work as long as Tom Thurman did from South Carolina. You know, I would like to retire before then. So.
Okay. Anyone else would like to speak on this item? It's a hearing, and if not, then we'll close the hearing, and we'll come back next week.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, and we're recessed till 2 p.m.
Okay. Well,
consider this afternoon.